Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Goss Talk Radio. Every Monday, 5:30 to 6. Give us a ring, 563-999-3589. Anything you want to talk about in sports or whatever. We got the Pittsburgh Sports Talk, best show right here. Anything. You're tired of commercials, you're tired of the BS, you're tired of the bias against this person or that person, give me a call. We tell it like it is. Goss Talk, 563-999-3589. Well, we got a lot of topics. Really is the dead part of a season without football. And baseball coming up with the Pirates. That's going to be a real humdinger. And we get the Penguins. The Penguins are on a surge. I like where they're going. I like where they're heading. I like what they look like to me. They're playing good hockey. Trade deadline in 2 weeks. See if JR makes a move. Put them in the thick of things. They're right there, buddy. They're, what, 4 points behind the Caps and the Metro? I'll tell you what. I didn't give them much of a chance there at the beginning of the year. They looked terrible. They looked like that drag lag and hockey Stanley Cup hangover. But they've come on. You want to talk about that? You want to talk about Steelers signing Le'Veon Bell if they do, if they don't, if you care if they do, if you don't? Think they should sign him? Think they won't? Mr. Rooney said he'd like to sign him. I know that's a lot of talk, but you know, 1-2 and Will was a lot different. You think they ought to sign him? You think they ought to take that money and put him next to the defense? That's what I would do. I would take that money and I would build my defense up. I would really isn't a really inside linebacker on the free agent market out there that's worth a I don't think. But I'd get rid of Mitchell, save $8 million. That'd have me a lot of money. They want to redo Ben. He wants to play another 3 years. What do you think about that? Think that's a good thing, bad thing? Give me a call. And we got the Buccaneers. Pitchers and catchers went to camp today. I guess they're going to start working on Wednesday. I don't know what the rotation will look like or, Cole's gone. Who's going to be their number one guy? Well, Hurdle will have to hire Nat out himself. I'm sure he's looking forward to a rough season there. I don't see them winning 70 games, to tell you the truth. I really don't. Not with that team they have. I can't see them winning. I'll tell you the truth. If you want to really do it over again, trade that guy in right field. Polanco. Trade him. Marte. Trade him too. Trade Mercer. Trade them all. Get rid of all of them. You want to redo it all? Retool? Go ahead. You ain't going to win. You're not going to win with these guys. You had your chance. The window was there 3 years. You blew it. But how many times we got to go over there? Snotting don't care. He really doesn't. And we got the draft coming up. NFL draft. Who the Steelers need? Who do you think they should take? My opinion is they get the best inside linebacker available in college right now. Whoever that, I would say trade up. Make a trade and move up. Do it. I don't know who's available or who will be. But this is the year I would move up to make a trade. You need somebody. Well, they got Shazier and 20 some pick. But, you know, the Steelers are not going to make a move. They're not going to make a move at all. That's their MO. Give me your opinion. Give me a call. 563-999-3589. What do you think? A lot of topics out there. Anybody watching the Olympics? Anybody watching curling? What is curling? Who is what the? I've never seen such rubbish in my life as somebody rolling down a bowling alley with a little ball with a broom in his hand, sweeping. Man. And people watch that. Hey, if you're interested in wrestling, this year's NCAA, that Big Ten, is going to be really great. They got some nice wrestlers. I don't know who out there is interested in wrestling. I'll tell you, it's not the studio wrestling or WWE. It's college wrestling. These guys are some tough dudes. I seen a couple good matches yesterday and one Saturday. Iowa and Penn State. Penn State's loaded. Loaded. I seen a good match yesterday with Michigan and Ohio State. Ohio State's not bad either. I think it was 18-15, I think, Ohio State won. It was a hell of a match, really good match. It's going to be really interesting. Anybody interested in basketball out there? I'm not, but if you are, give me a call. 563-999-3589. See what you think. You want to talk about football? You want to talk about baseball? You want to talk about hockey? Penguins take on Ottawa tomorrow. There's some trade rumors. They're going to make a trade with Ottawa, the Brassard kid. He's pretty good. I think I like him. I wouldn't mind him on that third-line center. I wouldn't mind that at all. What you got to give up, what they want, is two different stories. But I think they want a first-round pick, another pick, and a stud star or whoever. A little much. But you always got to get something to get something. So you always got to trade something. So that's what you got to do if you want something. And Floyd just walked in. What's up, Floyd?
Hey, guys, man. What's up?
Man, not much. Doing a radio show. I'm glad you showed up for a change on time. Well, you're only 10 minutes late.
No traffic again.
I know. Bad traffic all over the place, right? Yeah, sure. We had a big snowstorm last night. Thank God we only got about an inch. About 10 miles north of here, they got 5 inches. But in Bridgeville, I'm glad we didn't get it. I live in a broadcasting from 84 high up on the hill up here. We only got about an inch. Let the dog out last night at 5:30, and it was snowing like hell. I said, damn. I think I'm going to go back to bed. But, hey, Floyd, do you have any opinion on this, what we were talking about?
I got an opinion on Le'Veon Bell. I don't know if I would sign him. I don't think I would sign him.
Yeah. I think I'm in your care. I don't know. There's a lot of ups and there's a lot of pros and cons on that, man, you know. A lot of pros and cons on that. Is he worth $14 million? Man, a cap is going to take a smack. You sign this guy to franchise him for $14 million a year. Is he worth it? But all I know, you know, running backs, you know, what's their shelf life? 3 to 5 years, good 3 to 5. And he's been hurt a little bit, and he's been he got a big mouth on him, I know that. But I'll tell you what, the guy backs it up when he plays. He backs it up when he plays. I'll tell you what, without him, Ben, you need a running back in there. But these other teams do it by committee, 2-3 guys. Eagles, New England, they all got 2 or 3 guys that run the ball. What's New England have, 2, 3? I know the Eagles got, what, an Ajayi or whatever his name is. Yeah. They got three. So maybe that's the way to go. Maybe that's the way to go. Instead of spending $14 million on one guy. That's a lot of money. Lot of money. But if you want to talk about that, the Penguins, Pirates, give me a call. We are on the air live right now, 563-999-3589. Senators come in tomorrow. Penguins, I'm looking for a trade here in the next couple days, I think. Penguins, I really am. I think JR is going to pull the plug. I think he's going to trade. I think he, I wouldn't doubt if he trades with this Senator team coming in. Yep. This Broussard kid. I like his kid, I'm telling you. How about Grabner from New York? They're floating him around. He's not bad either. Yeah, he's not bad either. He's fast, can put the puck in the net. I mean, these guys, but you got to give something up. I mean, the Pens got the window for the next 2-3 years, winning the Cup this year, next year, and I do believe the next following year. I believe the next 3 years. They're still in their prime with Sid and Gino. And yeah, Murray's playing. Murray's only 22. He's playing better. I think the next 3 years, like, they could win another Cup, if not this year. They're going to contend. I know Boston's looking good up there, and you still got the Caps, but, you know, they're always in it. But Penguins sort of have their number. You got Tampa Bay down there. They're a good club, too. But out west, I don't know. St. Louis was supposed to be hell on wheels. Penguins went in there and whipped their ass 4-1. They should have won that Duck game out there, too. But, yeah, I think next 3 years, I think they could win another Cup. Have six Stanley Cups, six champs. Be up there with the Steelers, six Super Bowls. Yeah, we'll see. Well, you know who's not going to win one is the Pirates. As we speak, if you're 5 years old, if your kid's 5 years old, he can be 50. He can say he'll never see a World Series here. As long as Nutting's on the team. It's not going to happen. Seen our last one in 79. You ain't going to see another one here, buddy. You're just not. They don't care. They don't want to win. Then it's proven. So they can tell me they got this guy and this guy. Oh, he's a star coming up. And yeah, I've heard that before. Polanco, to me, he was supposed to be a big stud, not miss. I don't see anything in him. I don't see anything in him. Average fielder. Got a nice arm, I'll say that. But average fielder. Stupid player on the base. Does not know how to run a base. Average-wise, terrible. 230, 240 hitter. Power-wise, haven't seen it. Big dude, man. Can't hit for power. I don't see it. Now, you got Marte. He's going to play center. Who's going to play left? I don't know. One of these guys they got in the trade? I don't even know them. Never heard of them. Now, the Cubs just signed that Yu Darvish or Davish or whatever his name is. Pitcher? Yeah, they signed him. They signed, would you go get Jake Arrieta if you're the Pirates? He's out there. Got a lot of guys out there. They're all bitching about they're not being signed because they're Major League Baseball got something against them and colluding against them. Don't know about that. With Neil Walker's out there, would you sign Neil?
Neil Walker back, a few of the Pirates.
Yeah.
He's better than what they have. But I don't think Notting likes him, and I don't think Huntington likes him either. That's why they got rid of him. But they got a lot of free agents out there. You know the Pirates ain't going to get any. Well, they might sign one guy. Yeah, he'd probably be about 36, over the hill 5 years ago. Probably sign him to some cheap contract for a year or two and then say they're making a big splash, you know. So one thing you can bet on is Steelers and Penguins. They got a salary cap, and I'll tell you what, they're right up against it. They spend to the max. And they're always in the hunt. All you can ask your team, your pro team, I know all you people want the Steelers to win a cup or Penguins to win a cup and Steelers to win a bowl every year. It's impossible. You expect them to win every year. If they don't, everybody stinks. They should be fired. Doesn't work that way, people. Doesn't work that way at all. You're lucky to win when you do win. Take the Eagles. They may not win. They haven't won since 1960. Yeah. They won this year, and everybody wants our coach from Pittsburgh. Oh, well, we should go get Peterson. Yeah, I'm sure he wants to come here. How do you know what he's going to do next year? Just because a guy won this year doesn't mean he's going to win next 10 years like Pittsburgh wants you to. You don't win in this town every year. You don't go undefeated. You're a bum. You're a stiff. Look what they did to Jamie Dixon at Pitt. Ran this guy completely out of time. Couldn't stand him. Fire him, fire him. Well, they fired him. Look what they got. They ain't won a game yet. Pitt basketball stinks. You thought it stunk before? It's worse. Guys ran. Everybody, all the coaches that don't win every game or don't win a championship, fire them. You better be careful who you hire. You better be careful who you hire. Because you just may get what you want. And Pitt, they got what they didn't want. But they wanted somebody else. So you got what you wanted. You got somebody else. Now whether this guy is, it's his fault, who knows. I don't think Pitt's going to be the hub of basketball. They never were. But they were a lot better when Dixon was here. They're not going to be recruiting like Duke or North Carolina or those big teams like that. Not going to happen. So, it's just like everybody wants a new coach every year. Oh, Jesus. I heard Sullivan's name getting kicked around because they weren't winning. Oh, we got to change coaches. He don't have the team prepared. He just wants two cups. Okay. Yeah. JR got to go. General manager. He's terrible. Yeah, well, he was the instrument in getting the two Stanley Cups here. Very instrumental. Not good enough for these people. They want to win every game, even the exhibition game. You don't win four exhibition games, you stink. They want you out. It's the way this town is. Go to Cleveland, see how they like it. They change coaches all the time up there. Ownership, coaches, that's what you want. Go up there and root for them. What were they, 0-16 this year? What were they last year? 1-15? Go root for them up there. You like changing coaches, change ownerships, change of management? Go up there. That's heaven for you. People are nuts. Oh, they'll never win another Super Bowl with Tomlin. Well, they may not. They only won one with Cowher. And Tomlin won one. You may not win another one. You're lucky if you win one. Ask Andy Reid how many he's won. Pete Carroll, how many's he won? One? How many's does Sean Payton won? One? God, good. These guys are supposedly great coaches. Yeah. How many are you going to win? Believe me, teams like the 70s and the Steelers, they don't come around once. And there's no, but don't forget, they didn't have free agency. If they would have, they wouldn't have won four Super Bowls in 6 years. Believe me. You can pay those guys enough money. Yeah. So, you know, I know everybody wants to win. It's great to win. Hey, I want to win as much as the next guy. Believe me, I want to win too. But let's be realistic here. Pirates never win. They don't want to win. They can win outside you, Darvish. They can go out and sign anybody they want. They don't want to. Want to keep everything on the low, Don, cheap. Because they know you idiots will go out and buy tickets and fill the place up. And don't tell me you won't, because when first fireworks night, it'll be 35,000 strong. You donkeys will be down there filling the seats and eating your face, filling your face with popcorn and peanuts and beer. That's a fact. Then you'll buy season tickets next year. Yeah. But that's the way Pittsburgh is. Let back to Penguins. This team, they're right at the cap. They spend right to the cap. They know how to build a team. Steelers, same thing. They've been there. The most second, I think, what are they, first or second in the last 20 years? You know, they've only had one top pick, top 10 pick in 29 years in the draft. They've been picking out of the top 10 for 27 years, and they're still competitive. Most of these teams picking the top 10 every year. Your Cleveland team up there, the one you want the Steelers to emulate, you know, switching coaches, management. They pick it. Sometimes they got three picks in the top 10. They still can't win. Yeah. You guys want these revolving door? Fine. That's a team you root for. Jacksonville finally started to get the. They've been picking in the top 10 for what? 15 years? Rams, same thing. They've been picking in the top 10 for 15 years. Ever since they won their last Super Bowl. What is it, 15 years, 20 years? I don't know. You're picking the top 10 for. So even if you make a mistake once in a while, you get something right. You're bound to. By accident, get somebody. Hey, I wonder all you Yinzers out there, I wonder if this is Kelly's team in Philadelphia. You know, like it was Kyler's team, it wasn't Tomlin's team, he won the Super Bowl. Peterson really didn't win it this year. It was really Kelly's team because he built that team. What do you think about that, Yinzers? Just kicking around, you know. That's what you all said about Tomlin. Well, Tomlin didn't win it. That was Kyler's team. Kyler's team went 8-8 the year before. What happened there? Same players. So I guess this was Kelly's team, huh? Peterson really didn't win it. Something to think about, huh? And give me a call, 563-999-3589. If you want to really talk some stuff, let's talk it, baby. Let's bring it on. I'm ready. I'm ready for your stupidity and your goofy thoughts. Yeah, I guess that Peterson, he really didn't win because he was there where? He was what? This is his second year? Yeah, how could he? That's not his team. That's not his team. He didn't draft all these guys. He only drafted one guy, Wentz, and he didn't even play. Heck, Foles was Andy Reid's guy. Yeah, something to think about there, huh? Mm-hmm. Like Tomlin, that wasn't his team. He didn't build that team. He was just along for the ride, cheerleading. He had pom-poms on the sideline. I seen him. He was just cheering away. Just like Sully, he didn't have, was that his team or was that Bowsman's team? Or Johnson's team? Sully just come in half a year. Sully did a hell of a job, believe me. I think Sully's a good coach. I think he's a real good coach. But I hear these people going, oh, man, every time they lose, they got Sully didn't have the lines right, or Sully didn't do this, or he had to show Murray how to do. Are you kidding me? This guy just went back-to-back cops. He forgot more hockey than you ever knew. Stick to your hockey, whatever they call that game, that one, Nintendo, and your Madden football. People know nothing. Zero. Oh, yeah. Oh, what do they do up there in that? He don't teach them how to tackle. Tomlin don't teach them how to tackle or block. Hey, you get to this level and you don't know how to tackle or block, you either don't want to. Okay? You either don't want to, you don't have the heart to. Because you should learn how to fundamentals in Pop Warner. Good. I'm through high school. College, and if you can't tackle by now, you ever hear that saying, horse to water? Lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink it? Mm-hmm. That's it. Yeah. Oh, they, you know what? They just sit on the sideline, and Tomlin, he just watches them. He don't do anything. No, they have tackling dummies up there and they practice. But if you can't tackle by now and you're a pro, it ain't the coach's fault. You should have learned that in Pop Warner. You should have learned that in high school. If you didn't learn it there, college. So, all these fundamentals you're yapping about, they should know that by now. Same with base running in baseball. Polanco getting picked off. Second base, Marte, second, it's ridiculous. Running in front of the ball. On second, ball hit the third, he's taking off. Come on, they tap him. Running down to first, third base. Ridiculous. You either don't want to, you're too stupid, or you're, I don't know what it is, you're not in the game, you're not focused. Now, it is the coach's responsibility to come up to you and say, hey, I see another bonehead play like that, you're on a bench. Yeah. But then again, what you got on a bench, much. Well, we're going to sign off here on another thrilling episode of God's Talk. If you didn't get through this week, call me next week. We got another 5:30 to 6. Phone banks were full. Tried to sneak in. We'll get you in next week. Signing off right now.